Hi everybody, this clip is going to be about the worst, one of the worst crimes that are being perpetrated right now all over the world and that very few people are aware about. And it is about the theft of blood from newly born infants. Yeah, you heard it right. We're going to listen to a woman that is going to explain this very well to you. Her name is Robin Lim. Have a listen.
Scientifically, here we have red water, but it's representing blood. It's not really blood. This is how much blood a newborn baby shares with the cord and the placenta. It's 450 milliliters here. So you can really graphically see that this is the God-given, the divine creator gives each baby this blood supply. And in this blood is lots of nutrients, everything your body needs, plus iron stores, plus oxygen, rich in oxygen, and also stem cells. Okay? If you clamp and cut the cord immediately, this much blood stays inside the placenta. So the baby is shy 150 to sometimes even more, 200 milliliters of blood. So if you only have 450 milliliters of blood and you lose 150 or more, that's one third of your blood. If I take one third of your blood right now, I'm going to prison and you're going to the hospital for transfusions. This is why so many babies, when they're born, they don't have light, they don't have brightness, because they're stealing this much blood from them.
We live in a profoundly sick world, profoundly degraded, corrupted world. And the debate that is happening right now in some countries, it's not whether if this is happening or not. So everybody agrees that this is happening. The hospitals are taking one third of the infant's blood. The debate within the hospitals and the scientific community is if this theft, if this extraction of one third of the baby's blood is dangerous for the baby or not. So think about that for a second. And all of you who worship the science nowadays, imagine how stupid our society has turned. If we need to have scientific papers and thousands of people working, investigating if it's okay or not to steal one third of the baby's blood. So you can just imagine what is happening all around the world. All of these instant infant deaths, all of a sudden, that is not such a big mystery, right? Take away one third of your blood, which is around 2 liters. What can happen to an adult? And then imagine what happens to an infant that has just been born into this world. And we also have all the autism. We have so many babies, so many children with low vitality, having this pale look, just not looking healthy. And all of a sudden, it makes sense, right? If you think about it, if one third of their blood is already been taken from them, of course they're going to have low vitality, they're going to be pale, and they're going to have all sorts of health issues. So the baby comes out, they take one third of the blood, and then after 2 months or so, it's different in different countries, the whole vaccination program kicks in. And you can just imagine the combination of all of these things. What kind of havoc it creates inside of the body of the poor infant. And just, we understand that the organism has a timeline. It has a plan on which things are developed within certain weeks. And if you take away so much blood, what's going to happen is the organism is going to focus on recreating some of that blood. So what happens is that the resources are going to be put on creating blood instead of the development of the organs or the eyes or whatever. So you have this postponing of development, and probably it's creating turbulence, right? Because imagine if you're working in your company and you have a time plan that is for 3 months, you're supposed to build a building, and all of a sudden somebody says that you need to do it in 4 weeks. That's going to create a lot of stress. It's going to create a lot of turbulence. And this has knock-on effects, probably. Who knows how this is affecting the health, how it's affecting the mother as well, and how it's affecting the interaction between the mother and the baby, and in turn also how it affects the rest of the family. Because when you have a big turmoil, it affects all relationship. So actually the whole family gets a bad start. And how many examples don't we have of that? That the mothers get this depression. They first start with the infant, and the infant doesn't want to, how to say, breastfeed as it should. And then this creates the stress. The mother goes into depression. After a while, the mother and the couple divorces themselves because there's a knock-on effect on all of these happenings. I don't know about you, but I know so many examples of this, where a couple gets a baby, mother goes into depression. After a couple of 1 or 2 or 3 years, the couple gets divorced. Now, if we look at number 2 and the letter D, excuses from hospitals to hide behind, I want to speculate a little bit and throw something out there. Maybe there's some professionals they can answer. Now, in Sweden, they're giving certain shots to the baby instantly when it's born. I'm wondering, could it be that they try to mitigate some effects that they know often occur, and then they mitigate it with these shots? And another thing that I was thinking about, that all of this issue with instant deaths and all of the problems that occur after this blood has been taken away, could it be that the hospitals are hiding behind some other excuse, and they want to put this under some other kind of label? So I'm just speculating, like the shaken baby syndrome, which for me seems, I don't know, this is just speculation, but I wouldn't be surprised at all that they try to hide all of these problems that they get and explain them with some kind of alternative explanations. So I would be very interested to hear what you have to say about this. I'm going to be frank and open and instantly tell you that I am getting revelations from the Holy Spirit. And the thing that I received, thank God, this is God's grace showing itself, is the connection between the stem cell treatments and this theft of infant blood. You just have to look at some of these examples I'm going to show you now, and it's all going to be clear to you why they're doing this.
Controversial new treatment that may hold promise, but at a price.
It does appear to reverse the aging process.
Dr. Jesse Carmazin is talking about transfusions with the young blood from teenagers, and he says it just may turn back the hands of time.
Scientists may have found a real fountain of youth, one that can repair aging brains in plasma from young blood.
Now, who would have known that vampires do exist for real? They're not just in stories and fairy tales. And now we see it's being explained on the news. And we people are so asleep. We can see it. And the first thing that arises in people's minds is, wow, our science is progressing. And that's the level, that's the level of corruption we have in this world. Now, there's many different stem cell treatments, and some of the people doing these treatments, they don't know where this blood comes from. And some of the treatments, they actually take stem cells from your own body and redistribute it. But many of them, they take the stem cells from the infant blood. Have a listen to this moment, woman, and see what happens when you get a treatment like this.
Also, it's one of the most amazing experiences I had in my life. I had this treatment done. And very next day, I felt that flood of energy and this amazing feeling of internal rejuvenation. So anyway, as a journalist and as a writer, I was impressed. As a human being, I was so excited. And I mean, I would never have expected this kind of immediate results that lasted for a year. I don't use sleeping pills anymore. I have energy to work 24 hours if I need to. No more fatigue, no more sleeping disorders, no more depression. I feel very positive, very renewed.
So you heard her say it. How many people are not going to be tempted by this. Imagine what an incentive for rich people who can get their life force back. And also understand they will probably not know that these stem cells come from infant blood. So this is something that is already going on in a massive scale. And all many times we can see some of the trends that are coming in. We can see them in the movies and in the series. So have a look at this series, Silicon Valley.
Quality is high, and the quality won't be high until we have a lot of people opt into the network. So that presents a little bit of a unique.
Continue.
Okay. It presents a bit of a problem. What would that we kind of need to build?
Richard, everything okay?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, sorry. Guys, Bryce, guys.
Actually, we've met.
Oh, hey, Donald.
It's Jared now.
So, Gavin, Bryce is...
Very discreet. Keep going. This is great.
Is Bryce your assistant?
No, of course not. He's my transfusion associate.
Which is?
Are you really not familiar with parabiosis?
Can't say that I am.
Well, the science is actually pretty fascinating. Regular transfusions of the blood of a younger, physically fit donor can significantly retard the aging process. And Bryce is a picture of health. Just look at him. He looks like a Nazi propaganda poster.
Oh.
When the parents are presented and asked if they can donate this blood, they first ask them as if this blood is not needed by the baby. So they say, we were about to throw away this placenta with the cord and the blood. But is it possible? Would you like to give it to us? Then we can save lives. And this argument is actually true, because with these stem cells, you can save lives. You can cure leukemia and cancers and so on. But what is not presented to the parents is that these same stem cells are used in the beauty industry, in sports, and for prolonging lives of old rich people. This they are not told. The parents are not told about these different aspects of the industry. And now I'm going to show you a horrible example of how this baby blood, infant blood, is used in the beauty industry to making so-called facelifts with stem cells.
Baby, going in my face, baby. Baby, I need you.
Is there any songs about umbilical cords? Probably not.
So they take the stem cells from a baby and they put it in your face. That's right. I'm gonna get baby stem cells injected into my face. These baby cells are gonna like give me plumper skin, less wrinkles, and a youthful appearance. Okay, somebody bring me that baby. Hi, baby. I'm gonna borrow some stem cells from you and put your baby essence into my skin. So I'm...
Smile. Very natural.
Beautiful.
Very natural, correct.
I don't know, because I don't have a mirror.
Yeah, that's good. Does not look crazy.
Now's the time, babies. How many babies are in there?
So this, you're going to get a total of 2 cc's. There's 1 cc of CoreSight product, which is the true stem cells. There are over 1 million stem cells that you're getting.
1 million stem, 1 million stem cells. And they're going to go in and start doing their magic.
Right. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. I got 500,000 stem cells injected. 500,000 stem cells. I got lots of babies in my skin. Yeah, I've never seen a droopy baby.
No.
Never. I've never seen a tired baby. Or a droopy baby. I mean, I've seen tired babies, but they don't look tired. Thank you. I'm very excited. Thank you. Ice pack, please.
You're a great patient.
You are my new favorite doctors.
So nice to see you.
You are my new faves.
I can say I've been doing this clip and looking into this information for 3 days now, and I'm sick to my stomach. It's a really heavy topic. We really can now see what vampirism is about. We really can now see what this way of life is leading us to. Now, many people haven't come that far, maybe, as this woman or this man we're about to see. But everybody's heading this direction. And who would say no to get this rejuvenation? So many people will be tempted by this. And it's an awful, awful thing. Here's another example about the old man who just doesn't want to give up. He just wants to continue and continue.
Know nearly enough about it. Right. So I was out there really, really pioneering and experimenting with that stuff on my body. But you know, the main thing was that it really was not ever doing any harm to my body, and who knows, it could do a hell of a lot of good. Yeah. And in fact, it did. So my before shot and my after shot,
I saw it.
Yeah. It's a remarkable difference, you know, remarkable difference. So
remarkable.
Yeah. So I went not only on anti-aging, but I went into reverse aging.
Reverse aging.
And I got extremely strong, you know.
Yes.
You know, I know you do these world record things, you know. So I was sort of strong. I started with 13 push-ups, so I do 130, 150
Beautiful.
Push-ups continually, you know, and none of the young guys now can keep up with me. You know, it doesn't matter who the hell I go up and do it, perhaps exception to you. You know, I can't go do it.
And you're in the seventh decade, are you? Seventh decade of age?
Yeah, I'm 71.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 71 years old. Now,
there's many things that can be said about that clip, but if we just focus on this part, that what kind of effects it has for the incentives, is that this old man can do 130 push-ups. Just imagine how powerful that treatment is. What kind of life force those cells bring. Imagine that people will get addicted to them, as he explains. I can put this link in the description box. This old man is taking these treatments on a regular basis. He's consuming baby blood on a regular basis, and it's addictive because his life force, it shoots up and then it drops and he needs a new one. And this also, I mean, I touch upon this many times in my clips. This just shows the state of humanity. This is an extreme example. But still, the mechanisms are there. This is the way that we are living our lives. We need this. We need something from the outside. And people who will be able to buy these treatments, they're going to buy them big time. And this will create a huge demand. And it already has. This demand for baby blood has already been created. And when you created an industry like this, you created a monster. And this monster needs to be fed. And what is the food? This is horrible, guys.
Long time for her to recover. So at 6 months, she was 85% strength. So I wanted to use stem cell for her left side when she ruptured her ACL to enhance and speed her recovery. So at 3 months, she's now at 100% strength.
When Dr. Garlic...
So if we look at it again, all the incitements. Curing diseases, saving lives. You have the beauty industry, rejuvenation. You have the sport industry. Imagine if you turn on your TV and look at these athletes. That 70-year-old man made 130 push-ups. Imagine. It's all about which stem cell treatment you get, not about who you are. Imagine how widespread this is within the sports industry. And another thing that was just revealed to me today is that what we're looking at our screen, imagine if you have 20 guys running after a ball. And all of them have been ejected by the stem cells from babies. It's like a big blood sacrifice, what you see on the TV. It's really awful. Then we have the money incitement, the greed. And it's a lot about, I mean, this when they harvest this blood, when they steal this blood, I've seen some figures. Let's say that the hospital can get paid up to like $10,000. Now, I can't say that for a fact, but I mean, you can just imagine these treatments I've seen depending on what treatment it is, it could cost from $8,000 to $50,000. This is huge money. This is big, big, big money. And then we have the whole psychological kind of spiritual issues about people who don't want to die. They just want to prolong their life, and they want to keep having sex. They want to keep having young girls. So this is just like a big monster that's been created. And as I said, the food is baby blood. How awful is that? Now I want to show you that, just to go through some thoughts. I want to show you, just by plain logic, that the hospitals are lying. They are lying when they are taking this blood. They are lying that they believe that this might not be dangerous. So if we go into the World Health Organization and we see what kind of safe limits there are when blood samples are taken from small children, and pay attention to the detail, it says children, not infants. So there's many different papers about this, both English. I looked at some Swedish as well, and I see the same figures everywhere. If we go down, we scroll down to the results, and here we have a box. It's kind of a summary. Recommendations regarding blood sampling in children involved in clinical research. It says, you see it there, blood sample volume ranging from 1 to 5% of the total volume within 24 hours. Maximum 5%. And this is a child, not an infant. And so don't you think they are aware of this? Of course they are aware of this. Of course they know it's dangerous to take the 30%. But we are talking about money now. We are talking about incentives of prolonging the lives of the owners of the system. That's the incentive. And when they say do it, then people do it. And shame on everybody who's been participating on this. Shame on everybody who's being aware of this and not doing anything about this. Now, since I know that this topic is not so widespread for some reason within the English-speaking communities, in Sweden this is about to be stopped. They are already stopped doing this in many hospitals, it seems. But this seems to continue all over the world. So understand that not every clip has the same importance that you see. If you see something that can really help somebody, you need to share it. Or make your own clip about it. And just send me a comment. Send me a comment and say, please, I will make a clip about this. I will talk to people about this. This needs to be widespread. Share it, please. The first video I made about this issue, it's 200 views. It's 200 views. Please, do not be a consumer on some of the clips that I'm making. Honestly, I do not do this for any kind of profit. I do this because this has been put on my heart. I do this because I get these revelations. And when I get them, we all need to do our parts. I try to do this video, but you need to help out. You need to share them. You need to send them to the right people. So please do it.